Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, how was the drive this morning?
Better than other days. It's still a little slick.
Yeah.
Rather cold.
Exactly. Still some pretty slick conditions through the area for sure. We've got lots going on, but of course, we're talking about the cold weather, the very wintry weather that we've been experiencing this week. And certainly we think about the animals in terms of cold weather conditions.
Absolutely. Cold weather safety is a big thing to think about this time of year, especially when I heard this morning that our temperatures can go down to minus 18 today with that wind. So when we're talking about cats, making sure cats are staying indoors, nice and safe where they are. Things like ear tips and paws can get frostbite so quickly in this weather. So make sure they're nice and safe. Obviously, our dog friends need exercise and time to go outside, go to the washroom. So on days like today, we want to keep those times outside short and quick so you can get them out, go to the washroom, and come back inside. And if you're going to take them for a quick walk to get that energy out, make sure that those walks are quick and we're monitoring them for any signs that they might be getting cold. If you have things like coats, obviously, even our bigger guys can get cold, so giving them a coat when you're going outside is great. If you start seeing things like picking up the paws, that's when we know their paws are getting too cold and we want to whip them back inside.
Some great tips right there with Calla James and Stratford Perth Humane Society, because certainly, Calla, if it's too cold for us, chances are it's too cold for the animals, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Again, Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. My goodness, at Stratford Perth Humane Society, we've got a lot of events going on for January.
We do. Our paint nights are back Thursday, January 25th at 6:30. We're having a paint night at our Stratford Centre again. You can check out all the details on our website at kwsthumane.ca and register right online. We also have Yoga with the Animals ongoing twice a month. So our next dates coming up are January the 21st and February the 4th. Again, registration right on our website. And of course, if you're looking for things for your little ones, we have vets and training sessions back this winter and spring. Registration is up and running. We have March break camp that will be coming back to Stratford. And we also have our birthday party program. So if you have a little one at home who's looking to celebrate a birthday, you can pick a time slot right on our website. We make everything easy. And we hope that you'll join us for their birthday this year.
And if that's not enough, there's nail trimming clinics for cats, dogs, and small animals. And there's one coming up this month for Stratford Perth Humane Society.
That's right. Friday, January the 26th, we'll be at our Stratford location offering nail trim clinics. And if anybody is looking for microchip and rabies clinics, we'll be there on January 24th from 2 till 4. So again, all of those appointments can be booked right online.
Wow, busy, busy time. And as we mentioned, Bake for the Animals too.
Yes, our Bake for the Animals is back running February 1st through March 8th. We want you to hop online, get your online bakery set up, and start fundraising to bake a difference for animals in the Stratford Perth communities. It's really easy. You bake goods for your friends and family, and you ask them to donate to a wonderful cause. So you can register right online, again, on our website, or you can give us a call, 519-273-6600.
And again, it is a wonderful cause, Stratford Perth Humane Society. Calla James, thanks so much for the winter safety tips, Calla, and great to see so many great events happening.
Thank you for having me.